Kumlela Black Gemara, we're now doing the second day, Monday, the third day of Chol HaMoed, when Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis on the bottom. We're still right in the middle of in the discussion about whether you're allowed to leave, permitted to leave things on the fire before Shabbos. According to Chananya, we said, Maichel Ben Zosoy, it's partially cooked, you can, even though the fire is exposed. According to Chaman, it has to be fully cooked. According to Beis Hillel, Chamin and Tafshil, liquid or cooked food doesn't make a difference. And we have a Machlekes Amoraim, whether if it's still mitzdamik v'yofel, it improves, is that right, as long as it's fully cooked, or it has to be mitzdamik v'raloi. Boy mei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. They asked a question from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. What happens if shochach kedeira al gabi kira? If somebody on Friday, he put the pot down deliberately, but then he forgot to take it off before Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, let's say that... that it has to be fully cooked. According to Chananya, talk about a case where the way some of the Shem learned, talk about a case is you didn't cook it like Maichel Ben Dursoy, and you shouldn't have left it on the fire, but you did. Do we penalize you on Shabbos or not? Ubishla b'Shabbos. Ma, what would it then be? Ishtik v'la'amalim, he didn't answer them. And the Machar Nafik Dursoy. Then the following day, he went out. Nobody learned from here, one of the places he learned from, that you're always supposed to first look things up before you make a psak halacha, which is again halacha lemaisa. Even if you know the halacha, you should always just double check. So he waited tomorrow and he came back out and he said to him the following. Hamavashel, we had this sugi already in Chulin and in other places, but he said, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos proper, and you didn't isa deraisa. So b'Shegi did it inadvertently. We had a big machlekes there from Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. But here it says here that Bishabi did on Shabbos, Bishayi, you did it by mistake, Yechel. You can eat it, according to this opinion, you can eat it on Shabbos because it was a mistake. But Meir deliberately did it, Le Yechel, you shouldn't eat it. Whether you shouldn't eat it forever or until after Shabbos, Kedeshiasu, all the different opinions there. Then he says, Veloishna, it makes no difference if it's Shegi or Meir. What do you mean it makes no difference? You just made it, Paschal, there's a difference, Shegi or Meir. Shegi, you can eat it, and Meir, you can't. What do you mean there's no difference? My relation, what do you mean there's no difference? So have a machlekes amarim, how to understand that. Is Rabba, Rabbi Chiya Rabba just said those words, Veloishna. And now we need to understand what Rabbi Chiya Rabba meant. So Rabbi Yisrael took it lenient, Ami Tavayu lehet teda. That they said, well, but if you did it Friday afternoon, I don't care if you did it by mistake, if you put it on the oven by mistake, on the stove by mistake, or you place it on purpose. If you forgot and you left it there on Shabbos, it is permitted. Because why? On Shabbos, proper, it's much more chomer. On Shabbos, you did an Aveira. You did Maisa Aveira, you put something on the fire. So we say that, how can you benefit from what you did on Shabbos? So B'mezah, you cannot eat from it. Over here, you didn't do a Maisa Aveira. What did you do? You left it on the fire on Friday. What Aveira did you do? Nothing. So B'mezah Nami Yechel. So even if you put it Friday on B'mezah, if you left, if you forgot, and you left it on the stove, you can eat it. Amnach Mitzvah says, Pungfaket, I hold that we're more machmer with Friday, and this is an interesting way of understanding things, perspective, that we're more machmer with Exeter than we did Mamish and Nisr. And why is that? Remember, the whole thing is a penalty. The purpose of penalty is to make sure you don't do it again. So Amnach Mitzvah says, something which an Isr deraisa, we don't think that people are deliberately going to be over an Isr deraisa. So, and even if you did it once, we don't think you'll do it again. Mashenken on Friday, which the whole thing is also the Rabbanon. So therefore, you take it much more lightly, and you're going to go around saying that I left it on the oven by mistake, stove by mistake. Let's say you weren't ready, and you're just going to deliberately leave it on the stove, and you walk around saying, I did it by mistake, and you're allowed to. People are going to find ways to circumnavigate these Yisurim. So we're more strict with the Chachamim than with the Teda. So when it comes to cooking deliberately on Shabbat, when it comes to cooking on Shabbat, in Aveda. So b'shege, if you did b'shege, you can eat. We're not worried you'll do it again. You're not worried next time you'll do b'mezid and they'll say I did a b'shege because you'll be over nisa d'raisa. People don't do that. Aval hai, in this case here, the osi la rume here, the whole thing is also that Rabbanon, people treat it lightly. So he, let's say, realizes he doesn't have things ready. He will deliberately put things on the fire if it's not halfway cooked or not fully cooked. And they'll go tell his guest, by the way, I push it, forgot it. The osi la rume, b'sheginam l'echalifa, we're stricter. Okay, we're going to ask a question now to see who's right, not Yitzchok or Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Meitzel will ask a question. It says that what happens if shochach kedei lagabi kira, you forgot a pot on top of a stove, ubishla b'Shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos. So you left it Friday on the stove, and it cooked on Shabbos. B'shege yoichli kenit b'mezel yoichli.
So here it actually says that even on Friday there's a distinction between Shoigig and Mezid. Shoigig you could eat, but the Mezid we don't want you to benefit from it. B'medvah Amorim, when it's talking about B'chamin, Shaloi Huchma Kol Tzorch, and liquids that weren't fully cooked, V'tavshil Shaloi Bisha Kol Tzorch, that wasn't fully cooked again. According to Chachamim, or according to Chananya, it wasn't even Meicher Ben Drasoi. Aval, so you shouldn't have done it. Aval Chamin Shaloi Kol Tzorch, but if it's fully cooked, the liquids of V'tavshil Shaloi Bisha Kol Tzorch, then Bein B'shei Mezid Yechal, there's no problem leaving it on the fire on Friday. So there's no problem, you can eat it. Divrei Rav Meir. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, I'm stricter than a mayor. I hold that even if it's fully cooked, if it's mitzdamek v'yoflet and proves, you shouldn't have left it on the fire, and we're going to penalize you. And that's a general difference between chamin and tafshil. So Yehuda says, chamin, when it comes to liquids, shehuch mekol tzorchem mutarin is mutar, because liquids, it just evaporates, you're ruining it if you increase the fire. Neshem mitzdamek v'ralei, it's rivels and it's bad for it. But a food item on Friday was fully cooked, still you had no right to leave it on the fire. And anything which you leave on the fire improves, you're not allowed to leave it on the fire. Could go in kruv, cabbage, or pulim, or beans, or bosa toruf, or diced meat, which means, as we said before, it means it's not really there for guests. Osir, those then are all forbidden because they improve. The chom hametzamik v'aloi mutter, but if it deteriorates by shrinking, then it's permitted. Ktonimia, what do we learn, however, from here? That tafshe shaloi bisha kol tzorch. It says clearly here that if something was not fully cooked, and we say there's a chiluk in shoygig and mezid, we say that shoygig is permitted to eat and mezid allowed to. So it's a question to everybody. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef understood chiva rabba that what shoygig and mezid Friday is mutter. Rabbi Nachmitra understood that Lishna means that Shaggy Mazid and Friday is Asr. And here it makes a difference, Shaggy Mazid. That Friday and Shabbos are the same thing. Just like Shabbos, Shaggy is permitted to eat on Shabbos and Mazid not, so too Friday. If you left it on Friday by mistake, Shaggy, you know, you forgot, Shaggy is permitted and Mazid not permitted. Kash on both. So you must say like this. Bishlem Nachmitra is a kash, not a problem. You know why? Kan koidim gzeira and kan l'acha gzeira. We're soon going to learn that there was a period of time that we weren't gzeira at all about this harama, and then later on they realized that people were making were abusing this leniency, and they would deliberately, you know, on Friday to be tardy and put the pots on the fire late, and then they'd say, "Oh, I forgot to take it off the fire, even though it wasn't halfway cooked, it wasn't fully cooked." So they made a gzeira. So therefore, according to Yitzchok, this brayza talking about before the gzeira, we trusted people, so shaygig was permitted. If you left it, you know, if you put it on the stove with shaygig and you forgot, it'd be permitted. If you put it on the stove with mezid and you forgot, it was forbidden. But then after the gzeira, that's what I'm talking about. Everything is forbidden. El Rabba, Rabbi Yisrael, Damit, they both say lateda. They say that what? That is both permitted, Shaggy and Maze is permitted if he forgot. So who does this Brysa go to? He creating Zayda. If he, they're talking about before the Zayda, and therefore Shaggy is permitted, Kashi Maze. But how could a Maze says that, and Abhuda says that Maze is forbidden? You say that's permitted. And Ila Achag Zayda, then both should be forbidden, Kashi Nami Shaggy. My answer is you're right, Kashi. So Rabbi Yisrael's opinion was repudiated, and we follow Nachum Yitzchak. My Zayda, so you just introduced to us a Zayda. What is this Zayda? First they said, that if you cook Shabbos, you can eat mezid le'echol. Then we said, so the same thing apply on Friday afternoons. If you put something on the stove and you forgot, if you put it in the mezid, you can eat it in mezid. Can't. Then multiply the number of people that used to leave it Friday on the stove deliberately. And they would say, oh, we forgot. They came in the acid that what? That the Friday afternoon you left it on, you cannot eat it. Says the Gemara, fine, let's get back to our original thing. Kasha did a meir, a meir. In the beginning of the Peder, we have a kasha, a meir, and kasha, b'yuda, b'yuda. In the beginning of the Peder, we learn a meir says, according to Beis Hillel, according to Shammah, you cannot leave anything on the fire, and Beis Hillel only chamin. And over here, he allows chamin and tafshil that was fully cooked. And so too, kash, this is the brayse we had in the previous blot. And so too, kash, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, his name, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. There, Rabbi Yehuda says, chamin and tafshil, you can leave. And over here, he said that even if it's fully cooked, it's also, unless it's mistamik v'aloi. Chamin, he says, you're allowed to, but tafshil, you're not allowed to, because generally, tafshil is mistamik v'yafaloi. Still, says Yehuda, no problem. Before we talk about, you shouldn't, your only thing you should put on and leave on the fire is chamin and not tafshil, but if you did, it's all mutter. Rabbi Yehuda also not kasha. Can be grufa viktuma. Over here that he says, there that he says that you can leave on the fire, he's talking about if it's got over cotton. So even though it improves, it's not a problem. But over here, when he says you're not allowed to, unless it's mistami v'ala, he's talking about there's no grufa viktuma, that you didn't leave anything there, that you didn't cover the fire. Iboilu, we have another question. Ovar v'shoha mai. If you went ahead and you left it on, what's the din? We're talking about if it's not Michael ben Dursoi and you left it on the fire, what is the din? Taisa already has a problem here, what's going on, and we already discussed it before. And Taisa has a whole discussion if Ovar, and it's a general principle, if Ovar means b'shegig or Ovar means b'mezid. And the question is, this is before the Gzeda, and this is before the Gzeda. And before Gzeda, Shregi was permitted. So he wants to know what's the din is if Shregi is permitted. Me consuera bonla, did we can't penalize or not? Toshma coming up from Nosan Rechinin, Shaholah, he was a Sapoidi, Motzi found Chamin, he found hot water, Shinish Tawa Gabikir was left on the stove, Vloy Osulahen, he did not forbid it for them. Why? Because Chamin is mistamik v'raloi, but he found beim mitzumokus. He found eggs that were there shriveling up, sitting on the stove, and that's mistamik. The longer it cooks, the better it is. Also, the acid. My love, lo oisah Shabbos, he asked for that Shabbos. So, what does he clear from here? That he holds a mistamik v'yofloi is also. If you left it on by mistake, and mistamik v'yofloi, it's also. So he wasn't, no, Raya. The Shabbos Abba is giving him instructions the following Shabbos, don't do it again. But maybe he allowed, once he did it, maybe he allowed you to eat it. Maybe we didn't penalize for the Shabbos. Says the Gemara, side thing. Meklal de beyim mitzumokas, that eggs that shrivel up, mitzumkas viyafalan, is actually good for them. So he wasn't, yes. What's the Shaila? Yes. The Amar Abcham, you're asking me whether it improves eggs the longer it cooks? Yes. The Amar Abcham, the Pamachan Sarach, and even Rebbe Mokamach, they once went to visit somewhere. Bevil of Anena Beyim at Sumukas, they once gave us eggs that cooked in fire for such a long time, because it was rotting in very thin veins. But Chalmu Mehen Arbe, we couldn't stop eating it, because it was so tasty. Okay, now the Mishnah introduces the concept of Chazorah. Beis Hillel says, Af Marzilin, Beshame says, so we finish with Shehi and Agos Chazorah. Beshame says, you cannot return anything back on the fire on Shabbos because it looks like cooking, and even if it's God of a Kotum. And the Beis Hillel says, you can put it back on the fire if it's God of a Kotum. Obviously, it has to be 100% cooked. But you should know that I told you last time that many of the Shoinim, the Rajba and others who hold that once something is Michael ben Dursoi, If you take something that's for halfway cooking or thirdly cooking, you put it on the fire on Shabbos, you're not over Bishlam HaTeda, only Midrabbanan. The Rambam holds you're still over HaTeda until it's fully cooked, because you're still improving it. But the Gemara says that you're allowed to return. Amar Rav Sheshet, Divrei Omer Marzilin, the one who says return, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos you can return it. Very odd expressions. Big Machlek is a Shainim. What actually Chazorah means. Rashi learns, what do you mean even B'Shabbos? It means even Shabbos by day. Friday night, when you took it off the fire, obviously you have to put it back on because you need to eat it, so therefore you're allowed to. The Chiddush, even Shabbos by day, when you took it off, could very well be you were not planning to put it back on. The Chiddush is you could put it back on. Tosfos wants to learn from here that Chazorah doesn't only mean. So you have many opinions, but Tosfos holds, not here, but Tosfos right at the beginning of this Pedic, holds that Chazorah means, Afil B'Shabbos means Chazorah really talking about Friday. So okay, some Rishayim, forget this for a second. Some Rishayim hold the Chazorah, that the whole Isa of Chazorah is if you took it off Friday afternoon and you put it back on the fire on Shabbos proper. That's Chazorah. And if it's fully cooked. And you're only allowed to do it if you meet the conditions we'll soon see. The Tosfos learns it means the whole Chazorah is on Friday. That on Friday afternoon, you cooked it Friday morning, Thursday night, like Friday afternoon, you want to put it on the fire. According to Tosfos, you cannot put it on open fire. So first, one opinion Tosfos is, unless the food is already boiling hot, or you put it on the fire long enough that it's going to get boiling hot, that's called Chazorah, you're returning it, because it's already cooked before, you're just heating it up again. That means even Friday afternoon, you cannot put something on an open fire, unless it gets boiling hot before Shabbos starts. And the other opinion Tosfos is that even if this item is hot already, right, it was pretty warm, and takes 10 minutes to get hot, you have to view it and say, if this pot would have been cold, would take 45 minutes to boil up, then you cannot put something, a cooked item, back on the fire on a Friday without a blech 45 minutes before Shabbos. Otherwise, it's Chazorah. And the Chiddush is that's the main Chazorah. But also on Shabbos itself is Chazorah as well, because obviously it's fully cooked, and it's also Chazorah. Okay.
And Shulamar says we should try to be machmir like all these opinions, but obviously we're making fun of halacha. The says in the right of Afra Rabbi Yishe Sofer, Af Mazin, Afil B'Shabbi Gertun, even Shabbi Dom, Rabbi Yishe Pamachas Bon, Hayin Waim, Dimu, we're standing, Leila Rabbi Yishe Rabbi, Lex Rabbi Yishe Rabbi, Ve'al Nuloi, we gave him Kum Kum Mushal Chamin, we gave him a little jug of, you know, of boiling, earnestly of boiling water, but Yeit HaTach Tani, we passed it from the bottom row, the Yeit Til Yenna to the top row, to the attic, Umazag Nuloi Sakois, we filled him up a cup, Ve'chzar Nulim Kaim, we returned it, this is on Shabbos, but Omar Lan Dov, he said nothing. Amr Abzika, Amr Ababa, Amr Abtadoy, Leishonu, there are some conditions attached to it. We're not allowed to return it, Elisha Oidim Liyodim, it's still in your hand. Avlin Nichle Gabekaka, also the moment you put it on the ground, you stop the original cooking, and now you're putting it on, it looks like you're putting it on the fire for the first time, you cannot do that on Shabbos. Remember, Mechzik Mevashel. Amr Abamir Abtadoy, the Ovid Gamedovit, his opinion is purely personal because no one else holds that way. Elohoch Abra Bchir, Amr Abyechna, Filin Nichle Gabekaka, even if you place it on the ground, Mut is permitted. In Shulchan we paskin like Reb Tadoi that we have to hold it in your hand the whole time. It doesn't mean you have to lift it. You can put, let's say, the chalon pot on the counter and with one finger hold on to the handle, so it means you didn't leave it alone. Then we Gemara says further, there's an argument. Pligi bar Abdi, Rab Shmuel, Rab Yudah, V'tavai, Mashmei, Rab Elazar. They're both Agnei and Rab Elazar. Amri Chad, and it said name his name. Chad Amar Oydu Riyadim Mutar, Gabi Karka, also if it's in your hand, it's all right, on the ground, it's also. Chad Amar Hinichal Karka, not Mutar. That even place on the ground, it's Mutar. There's another condition tied to it. You're allowed to put it back. You want to return it. I will aim that to Lahasa. If you didn't have intention when you took it off to put it back, also, it is forbidden. So you have now three conditions. It has to be Gora of the Kotum, number one. Number two, it has to be Oidun Biyodi, still in your hand all the time. Number three, you have to have Daito Lahasa. You have to have in mind always to put it back. There's a fourth one also, it has to be fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, you cannot put it back, because according to either Issa D'Raisa or Issa D'Rabban. The same problem is taking off a lid to see if something is ready on Shabbos. If it's not 100% ready, you cannot put the lid back on. Miklal seems to me, the Al-Gabi Karka, but on the ground, Afa Bishud Adel Hazi, you put it on the ground, even though you have intention to put it back, also it is forbidden. Ikadamni, others say, Amal Chizma Shad Abayev, just opposite. Hod Amal Gabi Karka, also when you say if you put it on the ground, place it on the ground, it's also Lama Shad Adel Hazi, no intention of returning it. Awadayt Adel Hazi, had intention of returning it, Mutter is permitted. Miklal, what is he from here? Sheba Oidun Biyodai, if it's still in your hand, according to this opinion, if it's still in your hand, even though you had no intention of returning it, now you're allowed to return it. Boy Rabbi Yemir asked the famous Rabbi Yemir asked the following question: is the kvetch, is the problem putting it on the ground so that ended your original putting it on the placing in the oven, so now it's starting again if you put it on the oven, or is the problem that's not holding it in your hand? Holding it in your hand means as if it's, you know, suspended in the air, you haven't put it down, it's a continuation of whatever it was before. So what about tolom the makel? You didn't put it on the ground, you hung it up on a peg, which is sort of temporal, or mao, or inichal gabi mitzvah mao, you put it on the bed. Again, you don't leave things there on the bed too long. What would it then be then? Do we say, but you didn't put it on the ground, so it's all right? Or we say, but it's not in your hand, so it's not all right. So remain the question. What about pinon and mechel and mechem? You took the food out of one pot and you placed it in another pot. Is that considered like a new thing and you're not allowed to put it back or not? Teiku. These questions, teiku, a little answer. Says the Mishnah, tanur and oven. You see, if we learned this Gemara a few days ago when Leo came to our houses, occasionally Leo could have asked him the question. I was wondering, this homework for you guys, I was wondering this Pesach, what is the source that Eliyahu comes to visit houses on Pesach? Where does it come from? Because Shulchan Aruch talks about opening the doors, talking about to prove that it's Lil Shemurim and we're safe. Where does it come that this word that Eliyahu comes to visit the houses? I would love to know a sound mucker, not a reason why he comes, but what is the mucker that he actually comes? But let's continue. Mishnah. Tanur, an oven. She said, cool, because you have an oven that you heated up a straw. Now, straw burns very quickly and then it's gone. Now, we're talking about an oven. An oven is much hotter than, the Gemara will explain quickly that there's three kinds of methods of cooking. One is a kita. A kita is basically a box with two holes, so therefore there's a lot of space there. It's not so hot, not so concentrated. You put a pot into one of the holes, so the heat is not so intense. Then we have a kupach, similar square box, but it's only one hole. So the heat is more intense because you only have one hole, one cavity there. And then you have an oven. An oven is something which is like a funnel. So it gets narrower and narrower on top, and you have a pot there on top sitting inside that hole, but the heat is very concentrated because it's very wide on the bottom, and then it gets narrower and narrower. So in a tanur, we have different rules than a kita, and the kupach will be sort of in between. So a tanner, when it comes to an oven, she sikur bekashku over here, Rabbi Stroh, lo yitin, you should not place there, bein b'doiche, bein malgabov, whether it's inside, whether it's on top. You cannot, because by kiddush we said, if it's kashik rubber, you know, it dies very quickly, there's no chashash Hashem yichata. By an oven, where machmen, they cannot place anything there. But a kupach, when it comes to kupach, we're going to say it's sort of in between. She sikur bekashku over, if you did straw, it's like a kiddush you're allowed to. Harei ze kikirayim, it's all right. And begefes ve'etim, but if you use the sesame seeds or the wood, harei ketanon, and you're not allowed to place anything there at all, even if it's god of a cotton. Tano she'isikua, an oven that heated up, Rabbi Yisrael Meir, teuche mamash, agav mamash, it means you're not allowed to put anything inside and put anything on top. Av alispo shabadami, but even a tano to put next to it on the wall, you're allowed to. Eis ve'abaya, man, that's a question that says, kupach, she'isikua, it says in our Mishnah that kupach, you heated up a kashi kvav with straw, harei ketanon, it's not like a ketanon. But the gef is eitzim alikatana, but also hokakira. But had it been, it says it's like an oven, therefore it's also had it been like a kira, it would be permitted. Mishori. Now, what are we talking about? In other words, it seems in this particular case, when it comes to a tanur with eitzim, it's no good, but with a kira, it is good. What are we talking about exactly? Because the Mishnah doesn't describe us, are we talking about gorov a kotum, or not talking about, what are we talking about? The mayas kira. Elam al gabov on top of the stove of my. And what are we talking about? Elam k'she'ena god of a cotton, he didn't clear it away. Elakira k'en group al gabov b'shodei. You're allowed to on a stove if you have a fire there on Friday. You're allowed to place something. We just learned the whole Mishnah. You're allowed to. Elalav must be talking about lismach. We're talking about putting next to it. And a kira you're allowed to put next to an exposed fire. It's not god of a cotton. So when can you put by a kira if it's samuch next to it? And obviously by tanu you can't. Uktan had a ketana of also, it's forbidden. So that's the distinction between a tanur and a kira. Amar Rabbi Abba, no. You decided we're talking about an exposed flame, and therefore your difference is samuch and not between a kira and a tanur. We're talking about it's a covered flame. Hocha bekupach goruf v'kotum. We're talking about here a kupach that's completely removed the coal or covered. V'tanur grufa k'tum maskinen. By a tanur, it doesn't help removing the coal. Harei ketanur, the afagav the goruf k'tum al gabav asur. By an oven, even if it's god of a kotum on top is usher, and a kupach is just like an oven. Now, what's the logic? Why should be usher by an oven? All kinds of logics. So the Baal HaMoed could understand if all the coal is removed, what's a chilik, a stove, or an oven? So therefore, he comes up with this new theory. God of does not mean all the coal is removed, it means it's put to a side. So therefore, by a stove put to a side, it's not so hot, but by an oven, it's still very, very hot, and you might stoke the coal. Others say, once you remove all the coal, there's nothing left in either one. But because it's so hot in an oven and you're allowed to leave things there, people think that's as if there's coal there, and therefore next time they're going to leave exposed coal in a stove, and that's forbidden. Other Rishonim say that's like a gzeda to a gzeda. They just say that it's always something is still left behind, and because something is a little bit left behind by an oven, it's so hot, you can still play around with it and stoke it and make it increase it. The ikikira, ki grufiktum shapit was permitted. So there's no raya regarding smicha. By an oven. Tanya covers the bayah, but we look like a bayah that what? That you cannot be same as by an oven. Where do we learn? Because it says, Tanya, she's a Tanya, that you heat up a kashi, you're not allowed to put anything next to it. The ain't tzarech leimel al gabav, surely you're not allowed to put anything on top of it. The ain't tzarech leimel al tzarech, surely inside. The ain't tzarech leimel, and that's only straw. Imagine the gefes of the eitzim. But a kupach, so it's clearly in this braisa, you're not allowed to be samech to a tanya. You can be samech we had before to expose fire by a stove, but not to an oven. Kupach. This kupach, she sikua bekash v'guava samech loy, but a kupach, if you heat up a straw, you could be samech v'noisin al gabav, and it's supposed to be v'noisin al gabav, and you can place things on top of it, because remember we just learned in the Mishnah that a kupach when it comes to straw is just like a kira, but because eitzim ain't samech loy, now I'll put next to it. Omer bracha b'raya the rabbi of Ashi, of Achaz the rabbi of Ashi, hay kupach hechi dami. What exactly is a kupach? I don't understand. The Mishnah says it's like this, which one is it? If it's exactly like a kida, then I feel with gefes eitzim nami, then even with gefes for eitzim, you should be able to, you know, if you go to a katam, you should be all right. And iketanu dami, then I feel with kashi gwam nami loy. And if it's like a tanu, then why should it be different than why straws are all right? Amalei, he said to him, kupach is in between. Nafish havole mid the kida has more heat than a kida, aber vezutur havole mid the tanu has less heat than an oven. Heichi dami kupach, so what exactly is this kupach? Heichi domi kira. What exactly is a kira? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a kupach is mokum shepisas kedei achas. A kupach is we can only place one pot on top, and kira is mokum shepisas kedei. And the kira is you can place two pots on top. I told you, and therefore kira is less intense heat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, we learned
Kida shenechel kara kida, where you split in the length to hayra. If you split in the length, so you basically you can't use it at all. You broke it. Any tamidik a keli, you break the keli, it's tar. Blerocha, you break it to the width. So now before you had two boxes, two whole cavities. Now you have each cavity separated, but you can still use it. It's tamei. Aba kupach, because it's a square with one cavity, bein la'arkoi, bein la'rochva, it is always tar. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that our ovens today. And our ovens today are not like, in like Rabbi Chananel says, are not like the ovens then. Their ovens were like the baker's ovens, which is much hotter than our ovens today. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Ein noisin beya, you're not allowed to place an egg b'tzad ha-mechum next to a hot pot on Shabbos. B'shvil she-tegagul, you want the egg to roast. You're not allowed to, obviously, on Shabbos. So that's called toldus ha-esh. It's not directly on the fire. It's from something that was heated up on the fire, but you cannot do that. Nor can you go ahead and let's say make a fried egg or a sunny side up on top of a handkerchief that was heated up in the sun. Just like tulus ha'esh is forbidden, tulus ha'cham is also forbidden. And Rabbi Yosi Matar, Rabbi Yosi says you're allowed to on tulus ha'cham. We'll see later that putting something in the sun to cook, you're allowed to. Cham itself is all right, but putting something to heat up and to cook. For something that was heated up by the sun, tulu zechama, that's forbidden. Because we're going to be goyza tulu zechama from tulu zeish. V'lo yat minena, you shouldn't hide it b'choil in sand, or avak d'rochim, or in the dust from the roads, because they all became hot from the sun. And that's also b'drabon. B'shvil shetitzl, if you're putting it in there, in order that it should roast. Mai said there was an incident, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in this case, even though he was matted by handkerchiefs, he's not matted by sand. We'll see later whether he is or he isn't. Ma'isa, there's a story, she'osu anshei Tveria, that the people of Tveria made, the heviu, what they did was, they brought a seal and a pipe, shaltsoinin of cold water, l'toich amma shal chamin. And they put a pipe of cold water going through the chamit Tveria, which is very hot. And now, there's a big machlekes rishonim if they actually the water went into the chamit Tveria or was just a pipe going right through. And this is a question of hatmana and something moisav hevel. Amnon chamim b'shabbos, if it was on Shabbos, it's kechamim shehuchim b'shabbos v'asudin. If it's on Shabbos, like heated up on Shabbos, and it's forbidden to use that water. But chitzah, whether you want to bathe yourself or even drinking. But in b'yomtiv, if it's a yomtiv, kechamim shehuchim b'yomtiv, it's like water heated up on Yantif. But asudin b'chitzi, not allowed to bathe in it, but mutarim b'shtir, be allowed to drink it. So we'll discuss tomorrow already what this is all about. And, yep, same.